Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Deuteronomy 8:5.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 8:5. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you just as a man disciplines his son. If you're a parent, a teacher, or a coach, you've probably had numerous times when someone interpreted some of your most loving and attentive actions as punitive, especially if the child, the athlete, or maybe even employee wasn't used to constructive interaction. Many years ago, we opened our home to a troubled teenager who'd spent most of his life in the foster care system, and sadly, with a series of adults who weren't that invested in him, his growth, or his future. In fact, in the placement directly before ours, he was able to pretty much do whatever he pleased. He didn't have a curfew, nor did anyone know or seem to care where he went, who he spent time with, or what sort of behaviors he and his friends engaged in. As a result, he misread our parenting decisions as evidence that we didn't like him, rather than stemming from our deep desire to see him thrive. We can view God's interactions with us in a similar manner. When life becomes challenging, or we don't receive certain blessings or opportunities, we might view our difficulties as a sign that God's heart has turned from us, when Scripture promises that He is always, always working on our behalf for our good and His glory, just as He was with the ancient Hebrews, whom He rescued from centuries of oppression and slavery. We spoke a bit about this story last Friday. If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you might remember that shortly after 400 years of harsh and cruel treatment, God sent a man named Moses to liberate his people from their physical and spiritual bondage, to bring them to a rich and plentiful land, a place of provision, and ultimately to himself, their provider. And he used every frustrating, tiring, monotonous, and at times confusing step between their land of oppression and the land of promise to deepen their understanding of him, their reliance upon him, and their intimacy with him. In other words, to deepen their emotional and spiritual freedom. But their years spent in slavery under tyrannical overseers distorted their view of God, causing them to see him as punitive rather than loving. This greatly hindered their trust, which in turn stole their peace and led to continual rebellion. Yet despite their fear-driven defiance, God led them, corrected them, and fed them day after day after day. In today's verse, Moses urged the people to consider all they had experienced in the previous 40 years from the perspective of grace. He wanted them to know to correctly interpret every moment, not as proof that God had forgotten or abandoned them or intentionally inflicted pain or even allowed pain simply because he didn't bother to intervene, but instead to view everything as evidence of his love beyond intellectual assent to that which is gained through personal experience. The Hebrew word our Bibles translate as know is also translated as chosen in Amos 3, verse 2, where God said to the nation of Israel, "You only have I chosen," or as the New Living Translation phrases it, "I have been intimate with you alone." So again, an ever-deepening personal type of knowing, similar to what occurs in a healthy marriage between a husband and wife. And Moses wanted this intimate knowledge to sink deep into the Israelites' hearts, the core of their beings, from which their thoughts, emotions, and actions, faith-filled and rebellious, stemmed. They needed to properly understand God in order to properly interpret their past and their present circumstances. Most specifically, they needed to recognize their Father's protective, guiding, molding hand. When many of us read or hear the word discipline, we instantly think of punishment. But as Mike Livingstone from Explore the Bible states, quote, "The purpose of God's discipline is not to punish us, but to transform us." Consider how a coach interacts with his favorite athletes, those in whom he sees tremendous potential. He's determined to bring out their best. And that is his entire focus, from the first practice to the last game of the season, and that drives his every action. The athlete who trusts his coach's heart and intent willingly endures rigorous training. Running bleachers, doing drills and speed work, lifting weights, fixing his gaze on game day when he will see the results of his perseverance and his coach's attentive and insightful care. Finally, Moses wanted the people to view God as a loving father who longed to bless them, to bless all his children with wonderful gifts, to see their faces light up with laughter and joy, but also who at times makes unpleasant decisions for the best of his sons and daughters. This is how God wants us to view him as well, which in turn helps us see ourselves as his beloved and dependent children. God the Father's well cared for, faithfully led, and lovingly transformed kids during our sunshine seasons, but also when we find ourselves walking uphill in the sleet and the rain, because we must properly understand God to properly interpret our most difficult circumstances and to experience the depth of intimacy with him that our souls need and crave. Let's pray. Holy Father, you are our attentive, faithful, loving, ever-present Father. Help us to see you as a kind and loving Father. Show us where our perspective has become distorted, where our view of you has become distorted, and bring us to clarity, bring us to truth, deepen our experience of you. Help us to recognize your hand. Help us to see all the ways that you shower your blessings upon us, all the ways that you faithfully care for us. Change our thinking, Lord. Transform our worldview so that it's accurate. Thank you that you've always walked beside us, and we know that you always will. When life hurts or feels frightening, help us to reflect upon your heart. You never change. You are good yesterday, you are good today, and you will be good tomorrow. You are a God of mercy, of love and compassion. We trust in you. We love you. We yield to you. And we want to know you more. It is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.